Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 10, Glory and Glorification as Revealed in the Gospel of John, Friday, Related Verses, John 17:1-22-23. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them, even as you have loved me. John 13:31-32. Then when he went out, Jesus said, Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him immediately. Colossians 1:27. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. In John 17:22-23, we have the oneness of the believers in the Father's glory given to the Son and given to the believers by the Son. This glory is for the expression of God through his life and nature. The first ground of the believer's oneness is regeneration, receiving the life of the Father. And the second ground is sanctification, being separated from everything other than God to God himself. The third ground of this oneness is even deeper and higher than this. It is the oneness and the manifestation of the divine glory. After we have been separated from the world, we must live through the denying of ourselves by Christ as our life, who is the hope of glory within us. If we would be one in the divine glory, we must forsake and forget ourselves. It must be no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. The I has been crucified, and the self must be denied that Christ may live in us. We must not only renounce the world, but also ourselves. On the one hand, we have been sanctified from so many worldly places and worldly things, and have come home to the Father's house. On the other hand, each of us has his opinions, thoughts, or ideas. If this is the situation, how can we be one? Once we were separated into various worldly places, but now, having come home, we may still have trouble with the self. For this reason, we must not live by our own life, but by the life of glory, the divine life. Then, in the glory of this life, we will be one. Hence, there are three grounds or steps of the oneness of the believers: regeneration, sanctification, and glorification. Having God as our Father by regeneration is the first step. Coming to the triune God by separation from the world through the Holy Word is the second step. And living by the divine life of glory through denying ourselves is the third step. By denying ourselves, we can experience the divine life to such a degree that we are perfected into one. If the brothers in the church life argue and debate with one another one day, and then confess and apologize to one another the next day, it means that they have not yet been perfected into one. On the day they realize in full the matter of crucifixion, that the I has been crucified on the cross, and that they are living by the life of the divine glory, that will be the day when they all will be perfected into one. On that day, they will no longer debate or quarrel, because there will not be the self and the opinions. Then they will be perfected into one. When we reach this point, we will be on the highest level of oneness, having been perfected into one by the divine glory given to the believers to express the triune God in a corporate way. The third aspect of the believer's oneness is the oneness in the divine glory for the corporate expression of the triune God. In this aspect of oneness, the believers, their self having been fully denied, enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness, and thus express God in a corporate built-up way. The ultimate oneness of the believers is in the eternal life in the Father's name, by the Holy Word, and in the divine glory to express the triune God for eternity